Governor Rick Snyder says he is going to be ready to move ahead with a state takeover of the city of Detroit. That's depending on the recommendation of a financial review that should wrap up in the next week or so. Now, Detroit officials are trying to avoid a potential takeover by taking a number of measures, including furlough days and hiring some outside firms to devise longer-term restructuring plans. Jack, what could city leaders do? What could they do to prevent a state takeover? Is it possible?
They could find $3 billion in platinum buried under City Hall. There's nothing they can do. This is like somebody with stage 4 cancer saying, okay, maybe I'll quit smoking now. It's too little and too late. It's not clear, really, Christina, that a state takeover ever could have been avoided. We've had this consent agreement, which by common consent has been working over the past year. And I think the city council's rejection of the state running Belle Isle sort of sealed the deal in the minds of a lot of people, but it probably would have happened anyway, and so we're very likely to see an emergency manager named within the next few weeks.
Now, Governor Snyder says the viability of Detroit affects the entire state. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, of course he's right. I mean, it's very hard to attract business to the state or get business to expand in the state when you have the major city being this sort of desperate problem in so many ways, a crime problem, education problem, financial problem. But the main thing is the city is not financially able to get its own house in order. It can't balance the budget. It has $12 billion or more in unfunded liabilities. And so the most likely scenario is that there'll be an emergency manager who will sort this out and probably lead the city through some kind of a perhaps cushioned bankruptcy. The question is, what happens after that? In the case of General Motors, when they went through that, they had cars to sell at the end of the day. Detroit needs something to attract business to come there.
Let's move on to Lansing. As you predicted, unions are filing lawsuits against the state's right-to-work law that will take effect in late March. A second lawsuit was filed this week that says the right-to-work law can't apply to private sector employees because it overreaches into any area controlled by the National Labor Relations Act. What could come out of these lawsuits?
Well, there's sort of two major strategies, I think. One is to find some technical flaw in the law that will result in all or part of it, hopefully from the union standpoint, all of it being invalidated. That's what they sort of seem to be doing here, focusing on some things that may be technically unconstitutional. The other bigger picture law is to have either the Michigan Supreme Court and or eventually the Supreme Court of the United States say this law is unconstitutional. This is certainly unlikely with the Michigan Supreme Court, given its composition, and it's sort of a long shot with the federal Supreme Court as well, and it would normally take years to reach that, but we'll just have to see how it moves along.
And finally, the Great Lakes have seen record low water levels recently. Governor Snyder said in his budget address that he wants to set aside $20 million for dredging. Now, some Republican lawmakers think that's not enough. They want to tap $30 million in the state's rainy day fund for emergency projects around the state. What are some reactions you are hearing on this news?
You know, this is sort of fascinating, Christina, because it's sort of a reversal of the situation with the roads. The governor wants to spend a lot of money to fix up the roads. Some of the legislators are balking. Here, it's sort of like the highways of the sea. Because of the low water levels, some of these barges, things hauling heavy cargo, are having trouble getting into the harbor. There's general agreement these things need to be dredged out. The governor wants to protect the rainy day fund. When he got in the office, it was almost empty. He's got more than $500 million there now. And the lawmakers are saying, we can't wait for the normal budget process. They want to spend more, $30 million as opposed to $20 million, but they really want to do it now. But it's kind of odd that the governor, in this case, doesn't seem to be in favor of his favorite motto, relentless positive action.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.